your morning team show. This is WSGW. It's 641. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Through WSGW.com, listening that you do, that audio streaming that you listen, brought to you by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. WSW.com for that, 100.5 and 790, and Alexa and Siri. However the broadcast happens, remember it happens out of studios, sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of the granite, quartz, and marble countertops, stonespecialist.net online. Quick reminder, by the way, before we get to some Lions talk. Broadcast tomorrow, Saturday, Art Lewis on the road. Going to be with Carol Thomas, attorney, specializing in elder law. We'll learn the latest in elder law rules and regulations and have a chance to ask questions when Art Lewis is on the air tomorrow with Carol Thomas. 9 o'clock till 10. Art will have some updates from his broadcast location between 8 and 9 and then between 10 and 11.
Another indication of getting back to normalcy. Art tells me he's on remote the next four Saturdays, Charlie.
Oh, really?
We have, the remotes have been few and far between during the pandemic, but they're getting back out there again.
All right. We get out there, and despite whatever the vaccination rates are. All right, 6:43 on WSGW. So the Lions' road to the Super Bowl began last night. I think it's something that we say after every draft. Because
you aren't a bit overly optimistic,
well,
are you?
Hey, you know, we got a brand new player, and he's the first round draft pick, and from all consensus, except for one glaring report out of a Detroit media source, everyone seems to be very happy with the first round draft pick, the new offensive lineman, all 6'5", 331 pounds of Penei Sewell.
Well, they needed a lineman, offensive lineman, so I guess they made that a priority.
He's more like they drafted the offensive line in one
yeah,
guy.
Right, right, yeah, right.
Jeez.
Brings back memories of the refrigerator, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they felt like one of their strengths is the offensive line, and so they wanted to make sure that was solidified. I think, to, you know, going forward, at maybe if they can get the offensive line, they've got some good running backs. We know that. There's one thing the Lions have, are decent running backs everywhere else. So I think that's what they wanted to do, is they solidified the O-line. I can see the thinking. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a ridiculous pick. Not a sexy pick, but it was nonetheless, they wanted to. If you have a good offensive line in football, you can go places.
You can do a lot.
Well, you ought to be able to open a pretty big hole for those running backs.
And, like to and think. Protect the quarterback.
Yeah, two things you got to have if you're going to have an offense. I mean, you don't have an offense unless you're protecting the quarterback and open up some lanes for the guys to carry the ball.
Yeah, right. And Penei Sewell, he does get some really high marks. I mean, he did everybody. That's why he was consensus that he was going to be a first-round pick.
I liked I took one remark from this is from Danny Kelly of The Ringer, who says, for a new front office and coaching regime that has preached toughness, and as head coach Dan Campbell puts it, a bite off the kneecaps mentality. This pick made sense.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you're going to hear in my next sports. I was able to grab a clip from Sewell's very first interview after he was selected, and I think you can see why the new head coach will like having him on the team.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to steal the thunder. I just wonder if it's the clip where he describes his play.
I think maybe. It is. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'll just give just one highlight, because he talks about how he likes to play physical.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use my body to my advantage and to get up under people's chin. Wow.
Yeah.
331 pounds of body getting up under people's chins. You know, you're going to get those pancake blocks.
Right.
Know? I mean, man.
Right.
And I did not know this until I saw. It says here that he was a Lions fan growing up.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Says he became attached to the team while playing Madden, you know, the video game. He says, I was a big fan of Calvin Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Loves him go up to get the ball. Also, the running back they had at the time was, remember, Javid Best?
Oh, yeah.
Had some good years.
Yeah. Right.
He says, I would use them in Madden. My brother and I would have tournaments. I'd love to use the underdogs. Well, he knows the Lions. And he doesn't turn 21 years old until later this year.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was that young.
Right. So the ceiling is pretty high for him.
And you're going to hear a great life story, too, spending most of his childhood in American Samoa until he started learning football. And then when they realized he had athletic potential, they moved to Utah when he was 12. Wow, from American Samoa to Utah.
Yeah, that was a contrast for you.
So it's interesting. Again, high marks, except from apparently the Detroit Free Press and its sports analysts are not happy. In fact,
no.
The headline is, Lions show outdated thinking in loading up on offensive line.
Yes.
What's the outdated thinking in protecting the quarterback and opening up holes for the running game?
All right. I don't know.
That's football.
Did they say what they wanted?
What position well, they I'll tell you what. Yeah, Carlos Manares, who's also a Lions beat writer for the Free Press, he gave the pick a solid D.
And that wasn't for Detroit.
No, he said that Detroit already had a decent offensive line. They needed playmakers, and that without playmakers, you can't do anything in the NFL. Can't argue with that. I'm not arguing with that, but, you know, I don't know. That's just how they take it. Now, Bob Wojnarowski, Wojo, as he's known in the Detroit circles, from the Detroit News, he called the Penei Sewell pick a gem. He thinks that he is a gem. So, you know, it goes either way. And I'll tell you this, gentlemen, just because I follow them. It's a website called The Pride of Detroit, and they do a very good job. These guys eat, sleep, whatever. Lions football, all right? This is what they do. And they broke down all the players. This is how they put it. They rated Sewell on talent as an A. They said the value for Detroit, an A minus. The need, a B plus. So they seem like it was a good overall pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the availability of the Lions, who you might remember did discard a number of players and they have room in a salary cap, you might be able to get some of those skill players, which, frankly, I'd much rather draft a lineman, offensive, probably, and actually try and go after a skill player who has already established themselves, because those skill players come out of college.
You never know.
You don't know what's going to happen once they hit the NFL. But if you find an established player who's got a year or two under their belts in the NFL, you can say, okay, this guy we can count on, and he can play right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to develop some of these guys.
Right.
That's me. So maybe that's what the Lions are going to do. I don't know.
Hey, well, and they've got three picks tonight, one in the second and two in the third. So, you know, I'm thinking they're going to address the defense a bit, probably, those picks.
Yeah.
But they might try to get a wide receiver there, too. So, and like you said, I mean, I think in free agency, they'll try to pick somebody up or get somebody late. You never know. There could be that Antonio Brown, the guy who's picked in the sixth round, or, you know, you never know.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brown. Right. Right. You
know, it was right. about round 1,000, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that some Lions fans were upset because Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback, went to the Chicago Bears, and some Lions fans are dreading that he's going to make life miserable for the Lions for the next decade or so. But, yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
We'll have to see.
We'll find out. Check back in 10 years, and we'll let you know.
Yep.
Maybe get some defensive players who know how to play man-to-man as opposed to zone.
I'll just take somebody who can tackle, Dave.
That's another good one. Yeah, right, yes.
Start with the basics. The road to the Super Bowl is underway once again for the Detroit Lions for another year.